All right, good morning. It's 8:36 a.m. on Sunday, November the 4th, 2018. It is a cold, oh my, it is a cold and miserable day out here this morning. I'm going to try to, gotta get my glove out of the pocket before I put the recorder in it, because I gotta put my gloves back on. It's in the 30s. I should, hindsight 2020, I should have put on a parka, and not just two sweatshirts and a windbreaker. I'm not freezing. But keep it as much heat in as possible is definitely on my agenda here. My nose is cold. I am wearing my fleece hood. I was smart enough to put that on this morning. I've got the metronome going. I have had some food. The cat's not recognizing the return to Mountain Standard Time. Thought 5 o'clock was a darn good time to get me up. So I got a little jump on the writing this morning. Not much, because I lost an hour. Just trying to figure out why Facebook didn't recognize the chime change on my computer, because I know Facebook picks up the timestamp from the CPU, from the system it's running on. And I didn't notice until later that the post I made at 5:30 was showing at 6:30. It's like, it took me way too long to understand that what I needed to do was log out and then log back into Facebook. Because I didn't know you could log out of Facebook. I don't know why I didn't know that, but the truth is I somehow lost sight of that. The other boot is untied now. Tough, we're going to walk with it that way. I'm having a hard time keeping my shoes tied lately. I'm not exactly sure what the problem is. I'm careful when I tie the knots so that they're the right knot. I just didn't get it pulled tight enough, or what. So anyway, I got almost 1,000 words, 930-something this morning so far. Clockwise, it's the same time as I walked yesterday. Sunwise, it's an hour later. But because it's overcast and humid, and the temperature is not cooperating by climbing, it's actually colder now than it was yesterday at the exact same solar time, so it goes. So the book is I should break 20,000 words today, so averaging something in excess of 5,000 words a day, which is, because of all the interruptions, because I haven't been able to put together more than 12 sprints in a day, some of those sprints are really small. Last night I tried to work after I got back from DIA, and I got a couple sprints in, but it was like pulling teeth. I was tired. I called it at 9:30 last night, which is good, because basically went to bed an hour early, dealt with mountain time, cat got me up an hour early, so I still had a good night's sleep. It wasn't as long as I was hoping for, but I still got a good night's sleep. I've had some peanut butter toast this morning. I'm probably going to do my grocery run before I post this. because I've got my shoes on, I've got my outer gear on, I've got a list, I know what I have to buy. And if I do it, I can get my wife a breakfast pastry, get on her good side this morning. Not that I'm on her bad side today, but every little bit helps. She's also doing NaNoWriMo. She's following the Rebel RIMO route by writing whatever the hell she feels like. And she's doing really well. She didn't get nuts well yesterday, but she's, if she kicks in today and does her usual 3,000 to 5,000 words, yes, she does that too. She'll be well ahead of the curve in terms of her NaNoWriMo 50,000 word effort. Only a few more days, these signs have to come down. Yes, I'm coming past the busiest intersection on my walk. And there's nobody here this morning, just to prove the rule that can't really generalize. I am warming up a little bit. The first mile was frosty and I could still feel the cold on my coat. Now I've got sweat on my back, so building up a little heat. So the story is kind of rambly at the moment. I can see the effect of the outline on the story, or failing to have an outline on the story. The other side of that is that this is really an Ishmael Wong story. I mean, this is really the kind of story that the Trader's Tales always was. That the Seeker's Tales up to this point have been. The verb tense is probably all mangled in there. I don't know. I'm not going to worry about it. Anyway, but everything is growing out of an automatic. Things are happening. It's like, why is that happening? The answer is, I have no idea. I've had a couple of things go a little bit off the beam, but for the most part, I'm happy with the stuff that's going on to the page. And I'm just going to keep writing until I get to the end. There's a lot of little clues, there's a lot of little Easter eggs, there's a lot of things happening in there. I think the book is going to do, the story is going to be the story I need it to be, the book is going to do what I need it to do. So, the challenge for me now is having written a book to an outline, is to forget having written a book to an outline and stop comparing the two experiences and just write this goddamn book. I mean, I really can't really complain. I'm averaging like 5,000 words a day. It's taking me all day to do it. But I'm not... You know, I'm getting sidetracked by Sifwa. I'm getting distractions because I've got other things I have to do, like fix meals. I'm making myself take this hour for the walk because I need to. I'm still doing the meditation. I did a meditation on the walk this morning. I'll do another one tonight. So I'm working at it. We'll see where it goes. Get ready, sit with me. Monk post. That was kind of a wimpy post. A wimpy slap, but what the hell. Oh. I think, I'm looking up at the sky, the cloud cover is pretty thick. There's one little patch of blue way off to the east. And there's one spot up there in the clouds that's just got a little, just a little lighter than all the rest of the gray. That's probably where the sun is. Lurking up there. It's kind of a crappy morning, I have to say it. It's not like it's raining. It's not like it's snowing. We have had snow. I've taken a picture of the snow already this year. It's just kind of blah. It's not a lot of sun. There's no sun. There's this diffused gray light. It is serving to saturate some of the colors, but there's so little color around. Right now, that's true. There's a few trees that still have some leaves on them, but I'm looking around here. Most of the trees are bare. All the trees are bare. The skies are gray. California dreaming. It's not exactly winter, but close enough. Winter is coming. I'm walking, not talking, because apparently that's the spot where I run out of things to say every morning. I'm trying to, one of the problems is, of course, that I'm coming past that corner filled with political ads made me start thinking about politics, and that's not something I want to get into. There's enough places for people to scream about politics. Far off, but I could just every once in a while pick them out of the background noise. guess it's all the leaves are brown and the skies are gray. Just to give you an idea of exactly how my brain works, I said that, what, a couple minutes ago. My brain is complaining. And I don't even actually remember what I said other than the trees are bare. I was pretty sure I said the trees are bare and the skies are gray. The actual line is, the leaves are brown and the skies are gray, because that would make much more poetic sense, both referring to the colors. Sorry about that. The ADHD is strong. It is really, really, really strong. It's very difficult for me to focus on anything. I've taken my gloves off, and now I've got a problem because the pocket that usually holds a glove now has my phone in it. There we go, okay. I'm warm enough that taking off the gloves is a good idea. I'm almost back, it's almost over. The Best of Nathan's Boots is coming to a close again for another day. 720 something. It's a little mind-boggling. And I think of, one, how long I've been doing this, since March of 2011, and how many days that actually has turned out to be. That's been about 2 out of 3. On average. I really want to get that up to about 4 to 5, but that means I've got to have a lot of days where a lot of months where I don't miss a day. I don't know how realistic that is. Just sort of one of those, I wonder if I could. Self-challenges that I probably should forget about right away, because otherwise I'm going to drive myself crazy because I fail it. At any rate, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is, it's Monday. It's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.